It's that time of our Tuesday afternoon to delve into some tech with our main man with all the answers with regards to tech, Tienus Jans van Rensburger, bandwidthblog.co.za. Tienus, thank you very much once again for joining us.
Thank you.
We always circle back to this, artificial intelligence, AI, but now we're spicing it up a little bit with some Elon Musk.
Yes, it's just a partnership made in heaven, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we were literally just waiting for him to do something.
Yeah, exactly. So he has now started his own AI company called X.AI. And the X obviously harkening back to when he originally bought Twitter. He wanted it to be like he called it the X app, which is the everything app. So this is kind of where it's come from. And it's fascinating. He's really pushing this hard because he believes in what the original mission of OpenAI was. OpenAI, obviously the creators of the very famous and much used ChatGPT and GPT-4 that's come out now. And he was a big fan of them originally, but he's stepped back from that and he's very critical of them now because the whole idea behind OpenAI was exactly that, to have AI open to everyone. Mm. And now, obviously, with Microsoft being the major investor, everything is going into Microsoft's products. You know, there's a paywall if you want to use ChatGPT. Things have changed quite a bit in that business, but as you can imagine, in a private sector, that's bound to happen, right? So it sounds like he wants this X.AI to be what OpenAI was going to be.
So literally accessible to everyone.
Exactly. And yes, he'll use it in his other businesses.
For sure.
He'll push it into Twitter at some point, definitely. But again, the idea is to have OpenAI so that you and I can pick it up to help us do our day-to-day tasks, cut out all the mundane stuff, and have it accessible and have all of the versions, all of the growth and the improvements accessible to everybody.
I think that's exciting. And it's a bold step, once again, from Elon Musk to be taking on, again, like big corporations like your Microsoft and even Google that's busy doing their own version of AI. Where do you see this going for him, though?
It's going to be interesting to see how quickly they can get up to speed and start to compete, right? Because they're, in terms of research terms, they're years behind. OpenAI started in 2015. Mm. So they've had many years to kind of not perfect yet, but to have a really good product. But we saw at the end of last year already, Elon bought thousands and thousands of GPUs in a data center. Nobody had any idea why, but this is it. He's got the hardware, he's got the facilities now. Presumably, he's got the people to build this.
Well, he builds rockets. I mean, come on, he should have somebody that can work on AI. But I mean, as we know, Elon, again, you know, we don't know really what he's planning up until he just comes out and announces it. You know, he's sort of always, you know, we can say that he started off on a back foot, but he's obviously been doing the work in the meantime that we haven't seen.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of stuff in the background that the public hasn't seen, and in fact, he didn't even announce this company. It was spotted in a filing with the with the Business Bureau. So he hasn't announced it at all. He hasn't commented since this news came out. But we know Elon. He's going to have some interesting Twitter thread at some point, which we can get all the information from the horse's mouth.
Exactly. All right. Well, very interesting. We'll definitely keep a lookout for that and see how this. I think it's going to develop quite quickly if we know Elon the way
agree.
We do. Thank you very much, Tienus. Appreciate it.
Thank
so that's
you.
Your Tech Talk Tuesday for this afternoon here on Smile FM.